This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. If you're looking for a good gift book for a young reader, stay tuned. A book is a wonderful gift. The trouble can be making a selection. There are so many to choose from. My guest in this portion of the program joins us to offer us some guidance and some suggestions. Her name is Katie Gross. In addition to heading the Children's Division of the Decatur Public Library, she's the mother of three sons, now young men, who loved books and reading as children and are big readers today. Katie Gross and her staff have compiled a list of books they suggest for holiday giving, most published this year. The list includes suggestions for children from preschool to middle school, and there are books on this list that appeal to a wide variety of interests. The list includes fiction and nonfiction, poetry, and, of course, picture books. We'd be pleased to send you the list, so if you'd like it, like a copy of the list, drop us a line. The address, The Afternoon Magazine, WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, Illinois, 61801. Of course, you're always welcome at the Decatur Public Library as well. Katie Gross, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have a number of the books from your list with me here in the studio. And one of the books that I find delightful is a picture book. The title, The Cheese. The author is Margie Palatini with paintings by Steve Johnson and Lou Fancher. And it's a riff on the old rhyme, The Farmer and the Dell.
Yes, and I used this at Story Hour not too long ago, and I thought I'd better play The Farmer and the Dell with these children first because they might not, if they have never played it, they might not get this book. So we played The Farmer and the Dell and then read the book, and it was just, it was great.
Yeah. How do kids react to this book?
They get the humor. The Palatini is so good because the characters are just, the parts are very fun to read out loud, so it's a great read aloud.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's great about the story is everyone knows the cheese stands alone. Maybe you'd tell us a little bit about what happens in the course of the story.
Well, the rat decides there's no reason for a perfectly good cheese to be standing alone in the dell, and he's hungry, and he sets out to eat it. But he is stopped by the cat, and almost convinces the cat that he's just out for a stroll, and then the cat notices the napkin he has with him. And so he has to talk the cat into also going after the cheese, and then, of course, they're stopped by the dog, and the dog is stopped by the child, and so it goes until the farmer, and they all are finally convinced that the cheese should not stand alone, so they have a party.
Yeah, and there's a surprise ending. We won't reveal that. Now, the paintings in this book are terrific. The characters, the rat, the cat, the dog, the people, they have wonderful expressive features. The wardrobe is great as well. For example, the rat, he's a very dapper fellow.
Oh, yeah.
With a bow tie and a vest. And also, this is something that I had fun doing. If you look closely at the illustrations, you'll find words and musical notations implanted or in the paintings.
In the landscape, yeah. And the crossrail fence and the clothing, but it's not obtrusive, but it's there,
yeah,
to look for.
Yeah, so this is a book you could spend a good deal of time with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what's one of your favorites from this list?
That's a hard one. I'm going to jump to probably the one that surprised me the most. Well, it didn't surprise me. I was just so happy to find it, was Elijah of Buxton by Christopher Paul Curtis. And his first book was a Newbery Honor book and Coretta Scott King Honor book. And his second book that he wrote was the Newbery Award winner and Coretta Scott King Award winner. And this one is, I think, stacking up to maybe be another, at least, Newbery Honor book this year. And it's about a boy in the town of Buxton, Canada, before the Civil War. This was a town that was formed for freed slaves and escaped slaves. And the character is just delightful. It starts off, the first several chapters are just laugh-loud funny. But by the end of the book, it's turned very, very serious and very touching. And it's just a delightful book. And it's probably for sixth grade and up, I would say.
Yeah. So you'll...
Into the age range.
Yeah, we'll laugh and we'll cry.
Yeah.
Another book I liked very much, Here's a Little Poem.
Oh, yeah, that would be for the very youngest kids, and I think that one would be great for 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds. It's got one poem per page, usually, with a huge illustration, and it's a big square book. And they're poems for everything from throwing tantrums to going to bed. And so it's the kind of thing that you could just learn these poems and say them off to your child, whether you had the book with you or not. But it would be a fun one to do.
I've opened the book to Cat Kisses. And the poem by Bobby Katz goes, "Sandpaper kisses on a cheek or a chin. That is the way for a day to begin. Sandpaper kisses, a cuddle, a purr. I have an alarm clock covered with fur."
That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Can I read the No-No Bird?
The No-No Bird, yeah. And
the tantrum-throwing child.
Yeah. There's a very sweet one, UB Saucer.
Oh, that was another one of my favorites.
Oh, we're on the same page. That is delightful, and the illustration that goes with that is beautiful as well. It's a woman with a child, a woman standing next to this big cup and saucer, and there's a little girl,
a
little child tucked into the saucer. Now, maybe we should talk about something for a little older reader. Maybe you'd talk with us about Lawn Boy.
Oh, yes. Now, this, I would say, people are always complaining that there are not enough good books for boys. This is a good book for boys. It's 88 pages long, so it's not too long. The chapters are short. It opens with a boy who's been given, a 12-year-old boy who's been given a riding lawnmower that had belonged to his grandfather. There's a little mechanical description, and then the boy starts mowing lawns, and by the end of the book, he has built up a fortune of almost $500,000 during the summer. So it's got short chapters, a short book, very funny, and who wouldn't want to think that they might make $500,000 going on?
And with this book is, you know, a little learning along the way. This is a very, very early look at economics.
That's right. The first chapter is The Principles of Economic Expansion. Chapter 3, The Law of Increasing Product Demand versus Flat Production Capacity.
So if you've got a budding capitalist on your gift list, this could be the perfect book.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of older young readers, for kids who loved Harry Potter and aren't afraid of long books, what do you recommend?
Probably the series, and I'm going to confess that I haven't finished reading it, or I haven't even read it yet, but it is the Gregor books, and the final one has come out, Gregor and the Claw. And that was book 5 in the Underground Chronicles. And those books have been really popular in here with both the kids and the adults who have read them. And there's somebody on the staff said, when a cockroach dies, it will make you cry. You know this is a good writer.
Hmm. Wow. Now, when adults ask you for some advice for gift books for children, I imagine you ask them about the child.
Yes.
What kinds of questions do you ask?
One of the best ones is, is there any book that the child has read already that he really liked? And then we can kind of go from there. But other things the child is interested in, reading level, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Any specific interests.
Yeah.
Try to tie into those.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what the big bookseller Amazon does? If you like this book, or people who bought this book also bought these books.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good tip.
Oh, yeah. And then you all have a great bookstore over there, Pages for All
Ages. Pages for All Ages, that's right.
Yeah. So, that's a good place to go, too.
And so bookseller, your favorite bookseller, your favorite librarian can be a big help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Katie, we got to go. We're
Thank
out of time.
You.
My pleasure to talk with you.
Have fun reading.
Will do. Katie Gross heads the Children's Division of the Decatur Public Library, and she and her staff have compiled a list of books they suggest for holiday giving, most published this year, 2007. The list includes suggestions for kids from preschool to middle school, and there are books on the list that appeal to a wide variety of interests. And we'd be pleased to send you the list. Just drop us a line to the Afternoon Magazine, WILL Radio, 300 North Goodwin Avenue, Urbana, Illinois, 61. 801.